Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 134, the three stanzas. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace, and what follows. Psalter 134, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Samuel 6. 1 Samuel 6. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priest and the diviner, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place." And they said, "If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden emerods and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods and images of your mice that mar the land. And ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians? And Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them. Did they not let the people go, and they departed? And now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. And take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which ye return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see, if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth-Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us, it was chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milch kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their emerods. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth-Shemesh, and went along the highway lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth-Shemesh. And they of Beth-Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Bethshemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord, for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ascalon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men, and the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, who was able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath-Jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. Oh, let us try to thank the Lord for all his blessings and to ask for his help and blessing. Almighty, eternal, unchangeable Lord God, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of all the earth, then it has pleased thee to grant unto us and our dear children another Thanksgiving Day, a day that has been set aside in this country to thank thee for all thy blessings and all thy goodness, thy mercy, and thy long-suffering. And Lord, thou knowest how it has been in the season past, how it has been in the past week, how it has been in this morning hour, whether there have been those special exercises, oh, whether there have been those times between prayer day and Thanksgiving Day that there were those special times of bewilderment, special times of humility, special times of thanksgiving. Lord, then on such a day as this, then we need thy help. We need thy spirit. And that is in all the different circumstances of life. Lord, there are many mourning, many dressed in black amongst us. Then it has pleased thee in the season gone by to take out of her midst a dear daughter, sister, granddaughter, friend, classmate, other family circles have stood around an open grave to bury a beloved one. Lord, wilt thou remember all the mourning ones in our midst? On this day of thanksgiving, wilt thou spare from anger and from rebellion, speaking unadvisably with our lips? 'Tis recorded in the scripture, when thou wast sorely afflicted, thy servant Job, that in the beginning by thy grace was given to testify, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But then it is also further recorded, when thou wast smitten his body, that in all things that he sinned not with his lips, but it seemed that it began to stir, and then afterward he has spoken so unadvisably with his lips. Lord, may there also be spiritual mourners that have come up to thy house, that have also learned to mourn because of their unthankfulness under all thy goodness, under all thy mercies, that heart remains so unfeeling and so hard. Ah, Lord, on Thanksgiving Day, then we need thee as our prophet, our priest, and our king. Thy hand is also heavy upon many in our midst. Sickness, the dreaded disease, undergoing treatments, weariness of the body, continual pain, many fears, much anxiety. Wilt thou also remember all them in a special way on this Thanksgiving Day? Then it is needful that we are given all to consider what we deserve. Ananazar of old has testified that they were not punished according to their sins. Lord, wilt thou uphold and remember? But all those whom thou wast richly blessed, where thou wast prospered their way, where thou wast not taken one away in the midst of the family circle, Lord, they also need thee. They need thy help. They need thy spirit to come on that rightful place. Our fallen Adam has been deep indeed, that it can be under all thy blessings, under all thy prosperity, which thou hast showered upon us, that there has never been a moment in this past season where the sinner was truly humbled under thy goodness, that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, and that we use all thy gifts not for thy kingdom, but for our own kingdom, O Lord. May there have come a people up, oh, a little begging in this morning, that thou may grant it a low place with that vehement desire, where thou may receive all the honor and all the glory. Then thy blessings, notwithstanding all our sins, they have been great, they have been manifold. The psalmist of old has declared that they could not be numbered, and so it is with us and our children. Then we may acknowledge thee, that thou wast granted in the past season, that thy word could be opened in the family circles, in the church, in our Christian school, and then on this special day of Thanksgiving, then we are called upon to examine each of our hearts where the seed of thy word has fallen. Ah, Lord, may there be those souls that may be given to believe, that by thy grace, by thy spirit, that it has entered into the heart, words which remain with them, that they have become true spiritual mourners, that they have become poor in spirit, that they have learned to hunger and thirst after righteousness, leaving the city of destruction, setting their face high in words, with that vehement desire for reconciliation and to experience. Ah, may there have been many a soul that was enabled to glean on the fields of the greater Boaz, but also souls that have been led further, that have come to a saving knowledge of the greater Boaz, that only mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, the temporal blessings have been manifold. Thou wast watched wherever we were called to be. Thou wast not taken us away as we are gathered here this morning by the cold hand of death. Thou yet granteth a home. Thou wast given food and drink. Thou granteth that we may still go in and out, where we may still live in a country, although the enmity is greatly increasing, but that we may still freely come up to thy house, also on this special day, and that in a difference with other countries, the country of Ukraine, the country of Israel, where the war continues with so much death and with so much destruction. Different ones have been in the hospital, but they were unable to come home among young and old. Could have also been so different. The means have yet been blessed. Then at the beginning of the season, then there were many concerns concerning moisture, and thou wast being a wonder doing God. Thou wast opened the heavens. Thou wast granted warmth and sunshine. Thou wast given opportunity to harvest. Then many extra storehouses have been built. Thou wast kept from great storms of destruction to destroy our dwellings, thy sanctuary, and also the crops and other parts of this province. There have been great hailstorms. Thou wast granted work for the employer and for the employee. Thou wast yet provided for our daily bread. Remember also those families that are struggling to make ends meet. May their eyes be upon thee. But, Lord, if thou were to ask on this Thanksgiving day, lackest thou anything, then we would all have to say, nothing, Lord. Thou wast given so much more than we deserve. Lord, than thou wast granted in the past season, that young couples were united in holy matrimony the first Thanksgiving day together as husband and wife. Oh, may it truly be a Thanksgiving day and also a day of thanksgiving. Thou wast blessed fathers and mothers by the first time and by renewal with the birth of little children. Oh, then also reasons for special Thanksgiving day, when the family circle may increase, and may they be children be born, to be born again. Lord, then thou hast left many good things amongst us, but we live in serious and solemn times. Thy judgments are hovering low over the earth. May we have eyes to see it and hearts to perceive it, and what makes our nation yet to differ from so many other nations where there is famine, where there is hunger, where there is war, where there is persecution, all so many places where thou wast spoken by thy almighty hand and voice in the realm of nature, where there was destruction, and where there was death, and we may still live in peace, O Lord. May it then be thy goodness that leadeth us and our children to that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, with the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. We now humbly ask thee for thy help. Do open thy word. Grant a blessing. Leave us not cold and unmoved on this special day of thanksgiving, but that there may be many hearts that may be warmed, that may be given to melt, and above all, Lord, we need that renewed heart by thy free and sovereign grace. Wilt thou so remember us and our dear children as travelers to that never-ending eternity, and pardon us of all of our sins, also the great sin that we take so much for granted, the great sin of our unthankfulness. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 220, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 6. A great shepherd who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above, and might come and save us, thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. And during the singing, today there is one collection for the church. Unless otherwise indicated, the Lord bless you and your gifts. Psalter 220, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 6. Thank you. This morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Samuel 6, the verses 13, 14, and 15. And they of Beth-Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth-Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth-Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. Our text words speak of the special harvest thanksgiving by the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, with five thoughts. In the first place, the many wonders of this harvest. Secondly, the dark cloud over this harvest. Thirdly, the directed visitors during this harvest. Fourthly, the great rejoicing in this harvest, and in the fifth place, the burnt offerings upon this harvest. The special harvest thanksgiving by the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh. The many wonders, the dark cloud, the directed visitors, the great rejoicing, and the burnt offerings upon this harvest. Beloved congregation, the Lord in His goodness and in His mercy has granted unto us and our dear children another Thanksgiving Day. And may it please the God of all grace that it may be a special Thanksgiving Day. Have you asked for it, congregation? How have you awoke in this morning hour, or even during the nights, with thoughts multiplied? I read in Ephesians 5 verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, young and old, in the season gone by, have there also been those Thanksgiving Days in between? A soft heart, a broken heart, a humble heart, or could you go through another season in the midst of the trials of life under all His mercies without ever bowing before the giver of all good and truth and uprightness? I hope that there may be a troubled people amongst us. The Lord has a people upon the earth. Were there unthankfulness, that is not their least sin. The Lord has a people upon the earth that know of those times, that vehement desire that the Lord may receive all the honor and the glory. In our text words, then we speak of a people that had a special Thanksgiving. There are the mourning amongst us, the past season. This pleased the Lord to take out of our midst a dear daughter, sister, granddaughter, friend, classmate, 14 years old. Then surely, young people, then the Lord is speaking in a special way, and you may still be in God's house to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. Other families have stood around an open grave, their family circles that are afflicted sore, serious disease, pain, weariness, fears and concerns. Where this Thanksgiving Day is so different than former Thanksgiving days. May the Lord use it for the coming of His kingdom and the glory of His name. And then for all the mourning and afflicted, then how we need the Lord, that we may receive a humble and a broken heart, but not less, when the Lord has granted prosperity, when as a family we may still all be in the land of the living, when the Lord has helped, when the Lord has blessed in so many ways, then we also need the Lord for thanksgiving. We even read of Jeshurun in the Song of Moses in Deuteronomy 32, when the Lord has blessed them, that they become fat and they kick backwards. What an awful thing. And may that be our question. The word may still be proclaimed, albeit with many shortcomings. And the Lord has granted so much of His goodness, have been the recipients of so many blessings from above. I read of the psalmist in Psalm 40, verse 5, that they could not be numbered. But where does it bring us? Does it now bring us closer to this word, that we are given to repent of evil and worldly ways, of our world conformity, or has it now been the goodness and the prosperity of the Lord that He has used it for our conversion, and that it brings us closer to God's holy word? Then in our text, we have the inhabitants of Israel that are harvesting their crop in Beth Shemesh, approximately 25 kilometers west from Jerusalem, about 5 kilometers from the border of the Philistines, and 5 kilometers more, there was one of the large cities of the Philistines called Ekron. And now the inhabitants, they were harvesting their crop. It was in the month of May, because in the land of Israel, although the seasons are the same, in the summer it was very dry, and then in October they have received the early rains, and then the farmers weren't able to plow and work up their land and sow the seed. And then during the winter months, they received the heavy rains. And then they began to harvest in the month of March. and the wheat harvest somewhat later, around the day of Pentecost, thus it was in the month of May. And for the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, then it was a very special harvest. And that because of two facts. Because we read that 7 months before that there was a battle between Israel and the Philistines, and then the Philistines have gained the victory, and they have captured the ark and taken the ark to their own land. Thus that means that Israel was in subjection to the Philistines, and now that people, those farmers of Beth-Shemesh, only 5 kilometers from the border, and then what a fears there must have been, how it must have been spoken by in the family circles, that the boys and girls have asked the parents, father, mother, do you now think that the Philistines shall come across the border and that they shall come to harvest our crop and resistance shall be fruitless? Thus that was already a wonder. And that the Lord has restrained those Philistines from coming to the vicinity of Beth-Shemesh, and that the harvest has grown, that they were unable to harvest. But then there was another special wonder, and that was because we have heard it, that the Lord has punished the inhabitants of the Philistines because they have taken the ark of the God of Israel. And then the Lord has sent a great plague of mice that they have destroyed the crops of the Philistines. But the Lord has commanded those mice that they may not cross the border. They may eat the crops of the Philistines, but not the crops of the farmers of Beth-Shemesh. That was a great wonder of the Lord. The Lord in his providence has everything in his hands. The insects, think of the plagues of Egypt, the ravens for Elijah, the lions, when the Assyrians have taken the 10 tribes captives, then the Lord has sent lions among that people, and the fish to swallow Jonah. Thus it was a very special harvest that the Philistines have not come, and that the Lord has restrained the mice. That they had a bountiful harvest. Have there also been those special reasons in our life? Between prayer day and Thanksgiving day, what is your answer, young and old? Or perhaps, did we not have eyes to see it? And it is true, there are those special reasons when the Lord has spared us in special ways on the road, when dear ones among young and old have been taken to the hospital, and that there comes a time that the doctor, as it were, says with the prophet, take up thy son, that we may return home. birthdays, anniversaries, marriages, children born. But now it is a blessing when also the common mercies of the Lord, that they may become special. Because when we think of those farmers of Beth-Shemesh, then there were many reasons to thank the Lord for all his wonders. And then I think our boys and girls can even understand that each seed that is planted by a farmer, when the Lord may grant that it may germinate in a little blade, each seed that is a wonder of the Lord. When the Lord may grant rain, what it concerns the word this spring, concerning lack of moisture, the Lord has opened the heavens, Lord has given opportunity to harvest, although there were also disappointments for the dry land farmers this spring with abundant moisture, and then the hot and dry July has diminished the yields. Also the prices of grain has dropped. Nevertheless, what a wonders. Further, when we think, have experienced other years where the Lord has sent storms, hailstorms, city of Calgary, so much damage, and the Lord has spared us this season. Thus for that people of Beth-Shemesh, then there were many wonders. Kept from grasshoppers, from disease, opportunity to harvest, and what else? That the Lord has granted to family circles, because their children know it. In Bible times it was different. They did not have big combines and big harvesters. But then it was a family affair. Whoever could help, helped. And then for those farmers in our text, that the Lord has spared them, because oftentimes it happens that a farmer is given to plant his crop, see it grow, maybe even harvest something of that foolish farmer in Luke 12, where the Lord has so abundantly blessed him, and he was so busy thinking about his crop, take down his old, build larger barns, not wrong in itself, we have a rational mind, but why was he now called a fool? Because he never thought about a soul, about the poor in God's kingdom, only thought about self. And the Lord says, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And thus for those farmers in Beth-Shemesh, when they may harvest, that the Lord has spared them hitherto and not dealt according to their many sins, but that they may be given to see a reward upon their labors. The many wonders of this harvest. And how is it now with those wonders? Have there been times that we were given to see those wonders? Oh, when we consider our body, boys and girls, that you are unable to study, and when you may pass in other grade, those are all wonders that the Lord gives. The psalmist has said in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Are there times in the past season that on a Saturday evening, when you may be all present, the family circle, that you have become small? And then to consider who has received those blessings. Have there been times in the past season, in the morning when the family has separated, husband and wife, children, and then in the evening when you may meet one another again? Have there been those times when you were given to see the sun arise, that you were given to behold the mercies of the Lord, that the Lord has given another day of grace, when you were given to behold the moon, where the Lord has promised they shall fear thee, as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations? When you were given to behold in the sky a rainbow, where the Lord has promised his faithfulness, when you were given to behold the northern lights, then the question is on Thanksgiving Day, were there now those times that you were given to bow before the highest majesty, that you have become so small? And then so many blessings for a sinner as I was. But were there also those times that on the Lord's Day morning, when you were enabled to come up to the courts of the Lord, that you were given to see his goodness, that you may still be under the truth, under law and gospel? Oh, concerning that harvest for the inhabitants of Bethshemesh, then it concerned a natural harvest. But now, congregation, how is it now with that spiritual harvest? How has it now been in the past season with the seed of God's holy word that may still be sown abundantly in the family circles, in the church, and in the school? Has it now fallen? Where has it fallen? Oh, must you say, on this Thanksgiving Day, that it has not borne a fruit of true conversion? On this Thanksgiving Day, then the Lord can surely say, what more could have I done to my vineyard that I have not done unto it? the seed of the word abundantly sown, showered with so many blessings, the callings of death, sickness, and afflictions. What more could have I done to my vineyard that I have not done unto it, young and old? Must you now say that the seed has fallen on the wayside, or that false foundations have been covered, because we also read of that stony ground, that for a time it was given to flourish much quicker than the rest, but it has withered away, or that there were times that you have went home from the house of God, maybe boys and girls, that you have told the Lord it would become different, but then Monday morning may still thoughts. And also for the older ones, that the busyness of the world, that it has choked the seed. But are there now souls that may be given to believe that it has fallen on a well-prepared heart, that it has all become different, that you were given, if you deceive not yourself, to set your face Zionwards, that it has all become real? Oh, that root, and oh, that little blade, 'tis true. What a storms, what an enemies. Those times when it seems that it comes to naught, but the Lord has promised that he shall never forsake the work of his own hands. But I also read of that further growth in Mark 4, verse 28, first the blade, and then the ear, the full ear of corn. And when that ear becomes riper, then it starts to hang down. That true humility, oh, for the inhabitants of Bashemus, was a special harvest thanksgiving concerning the wonders of the Lord. But there was also a dark cloud over this harvest. That is our second thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 169, the three stanzas. Thou visitest the earth in love and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. And what follows? Psalter 169, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
another cloud over this harvest. Then congregation here below, it shall only be in part. For God's true people, those that truly fear and love the Lord, they may have a little beginning of that thanksgiving. I desire that the Lord may be praised to the highest. But when the Lord takes them home, then it shall be a perfect, a blessed thanksgiving forever and ever. The shadows and the sorrow shall flee away. But hear this only in part. And so it is also in our text words. The inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, then there were dark clouds that hung over them. Then we can picture boys and girls, fathers and mothers, boys and girls, young men and young women. And then undoubtedly there were those that have harvested the crops, that many tears have fallen upon the ground, that it could be seen, although undoubtedly done their best to hide their sorrows, because what has taken place in 1 Samuel 4, we read of the battle between Israel and the Philistines, and then 4,000 Israelites were killed. And then the Israelites, in their foolishness, they have thought if the ark would be in the midst, then the Lord would grant the victory. And they went to war again. And then we read it, that 30,000 Israelites were killed in the war. Can read over it so easily. And then undoubtedly, then there have also been husbands, boyfriends, young men, that have kissed each other goodbye when the men went to war, with many fears, with many prayers, but that they never returned. Undoubtedly, not even an opportunity to bury their beloved ones. So then we can picture it. Family circles harvesting, thoughts multiplying, the mourners in our midst. They understand it. Otherwise, congregation, we can try to think about it, try to imagine what it is, but we cannot understand it. Oh, then in one family circle, the widow, without her husband, the delight of her eyes, still together when they have planted the crop, because it was 7 months ago, and now alone, with that empty place, boys and girls doing their best to help harvest the crop, but no father. Young women, where they have become single, maybe a marriage planned and a dream shattered. Thus, for many, a dark cloud over this harvest. But there was also something else. There were also those that were given to mourn for other reasons. Have we learned to mourn because of our sin? Because of that separation? Have we become the poor in spirit? Because what has now taken place, the land of Israel, then we have mentioned, oh, it was not so well in the tabernacle. Still encouragement. Oh, what an encouragement it was for those that truly feared and loved the Lord. Oh, there was much that discouraged High Priest Eli did not restrain his sons. They were not deposed, but they were allowed to continue. And we read in 1 Samuel 2 verse 25, because the Lord would slay them. But then there was also encouragement. Oh, when the Israelites have heard that there was a little boy, not so old, and he was given to help in the tabernacle. Who was that, boys and girls? That was that little Samuel. And the Lord has not spoken to Eli, but spoken to that little Samuel concerning Eli and his sons and of the approaching judgments. And then when the Lord has called Eli, boys and girls, what did little Samuel now say? Speak, for thy servant heareth. Boys and girls, have you become such a little Samuel? Because Samuel, oh, he loved and feared the Lord. But concerning the nation of Israel, was written over it, Ichabod. Because what has taken place? The ark was captured by the Philistines. It was a symbol of the presence of the Lord. And it all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ that would come. That is where the blood was sprinkled on the great day of atonement. And now the unbelievable has happened, that the Lord has allowed those heathen Philistines to capture the ark and to take it back to their land. And then we read that old high priest Eli, when he heard of the ark, that he fell backwards and broke his neck. And the God-fearing wife of Phinehas, oh, young people, do ask and seek a future spouse. That is great respect for God's word, for the old ways and the old truths. And now when that God-fearing wife of Phinehas, when she has heard the tidings, then she was given to deliver a child, and that would be her death. And then she is said that that child must be called Ichabod. That means that the glory has departed. And then she has especially, oh, her father-in-law, taken up into glory, delivered. Thanksgiving day for a soul. And her husband Phinehas sent straight to hell. And that lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. But then that God-fearing wife, when her soul was departing, given instruction the child be called Ichabod, because the glory has departed. And that was now a dark cloud that hung over the harvesters of Bashemus, that the glory of the Lord has departed. And why? Because of their sins and transgressions. Oh, what that must have been for those Israelites that feared and that loved the Lord. Oh, when they were harvesting, given to rejoice, not to despise. It can be congregation under the trials that we forget all the blessings which the Lord still grants. But what shall it profit a man, I read in Matthew 16, verse 26, if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? What a burden that was for the true Israelite, because it concerned the honor of their God, where it seems that the Philistines, that they were mightier. Then for those true Israelites, with their abundant crop, but without an ark, what a dark cloud are their souls that understand, when the Lord begins. Then we learn of that Ichabod. And then the most important becomes to receive the favor of the Lord, to be converted, to be saved, but also in the further ways, when there is a way of backsliding, then the people of God know of those times when it becomes an Ichabod, oh, still form and duty, still prayers, no answer, not even waiting, and not exercised with the glory of God, then we can understand what a dark cloud hung over those harvesters in the fields of Beth-Shemesh. And now, young and old, how is it on this Thanksgiving Day? Then we shall not ask the mourning ones and the sorely afflicted ones, but then we shall ask those whom the Lord has richly blessed. Prospered in this season does not mean no trials, but that the Lord has been so good. But how is it now with the ark? How is it now with your never-dying soul? Are there troubled souls in my midst? The Spirit teaches that Ichabod, from this tree no fruit forevermore. And then what a blessing when on Thanksgiving Day there may be those special exercises concerning our soul, that we are given to cry unto the Lord for that ark, the mediator, of which we have heard last evening out of the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 10. Oh, when we think of that dark cloud, people of God, how is it concerning our fellow travelers? Oh, when the people of God may taste of the good things of the Lord, faith and exercise, traveling that way to Zion, but then they are given to look around. A wife, a husband, sons and daughters, maybe a father and mother that are still traveling on that Broadway without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world. Oh, when we speak of that dark cloud of Ichabod, then we could say much concerning our nation, that it has become an Ichabod. No, young people, not to idolize the old times overly much. The Lord is still the same. The Lord is still gathering the church and those that seek him early. It is promised they shall find him. But when we think of former times, then God's word had a place in the schools. When I was young, I went to public school. The morning opened with scripture reading, prayer, prayer with the meals, and before we went home, and all the students, they had their original parents, no divorce. And now the scriptures, prayer, has been removed. the university, the colleges, most government gatherings, the courts, all has become an Ichabod. Woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown is fallen from our heads. And when we think of our country, then are we better than the country of Israel, the country of Ukraine, where the war continues with so much death and with so much destruction? Then truly it has become an Ichabod. And to that end, then how needful that a Thanksgiving day also is a prayer day, an important month in the country of Canada. The next 3 weeks, elections in British Columbia, provincial, Saskatchewan, New Brunswick, and in the month of November, elections scheduled in the United States of America. To that end, may we be given to consider all the mercies and all the goodness of the Lord, and that it may be His goodness that brings us on the right place. The Lord pour out the spirit of prayer and thanksgiving. He grant a special Thanksgiving Day. Have we asked for it, boys and girls, young people, older ones? Have you now begged the Lord for a special and an unforgettable Thanksgiving Day? So it has become for those farmers, for those reapers on the fields of Bashemus, because there have come special visitors and children. You know who those visitors were. We hope to continue in this evening hour. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of thy many wonders upon the fields of Bashemesh, but also of a dark cloud. So we commend each and every one unto thee, Lord, also in this day. Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit, by the first time, that it may be a Thanksgiving Day of true conversions. Oh, it is true. Then there shall be mourners, but mourners that shall be given to taste of thy love and of the preciousness of thy service. But also wilt thou grant the further leadings, Lord. We commend all the family circles unto thee. Remember the empty places. Grant a prayer for one another. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 195, the four stanzas. abundant fields of grain shall wave, all white for harvesting, and boundless joy and gladness fill the city of the King. And for your consideration, there is a community care brochure at the exit. Psalter 195, the four stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.